Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. I hope everybody is going to have a great St. Paddy's Day out here. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a penny and a half at 634 and a quarter. May wheat up 11 and a half cents at 710 and a half. And May beans down 15 cents at 1476 and a half. Really terrible closes out here in the beans. The meal, certainly not great. What we saw here today, the funds, I had them coming in about 130,000 contracts of beans. I had them short about 89,000 contracts of wheat. And I think they just lightened up on both ends of that, bought the wheat and sold the beans out here. I think people are concerned about the weekend. The Dow Jones is down 465. Not giving us much confidence there. We're right about the level of the weekly low closes. So certainly no indication that the market thinks that the banking crisis has been solved out here. But the dollar is down 63. That certainly helped the wheat out here. And the fact that we didn't have any settlement between the Russians and Ukrainians on the export corridor deal. I think there's two obstacles. Zelensky is not going to give up any ground, and Putin is waiting to see the results of the Turkish election. If Erdogan gets in again, I think he'll do something. If it's the opposition, then I think there's a problem out here. And I think with the funds being short as much as they were, they didn't want to take the chance going into the weekend as heavily short as they were. At one point, I think the funds were close to 120 short. I'm guessing they're now about 80 short out here. The corn market kind of chopped around all day. It was a little bit firm, mainly on the Chinese sales out here. Third day in a row of good sales. May corn on a closing basis over the last 3 days is only up about 13, 14 cents here. Not very good action considering the Chinese buying 2 million metric tons. But I think, you know, I think speculators and the funds are trying to add to positions here. We've been on a good break. We're heading into the growing season. And you're going to start to hear this nonsense that's out there. Some commentator came out today and said planting is going to be delayed in North Dakota because of the snowpack and everything else. Anybody who's worried about North Dakota getting corn in the ground in March, I think is probably missing the boat out here. I think it's way too early to talk about any real delays. I'd be more concerned about the southern states than I would anything else. Next week or 2 weeks from now, we should start getting the crop ratings from the USDA. We'll see what they show, but certainly the south should be behind the averages, I'm guessing. But the beans, you know, despite the Argentinian crop getting weaker and weaker, smaller and smaller, I should say, this was the lowest close on the beans this year. Certainly not indicative of a market that's concerned about the Argentinian crop. And whether it's because the Brazil crop is going to be a lot bigger than anybody knows, or whether it's because they're getting good rains. And I am still in the camp that these rains, though late, will help. If you remember back to 2012, it was a terrible crop. They were saying we were going to have, you know, just massive losses. And then we had good rains in September. We wound up with 40 bushel beans. And I think that may be the case here. The genetics are certainly better 10 years on down the road than they were 10 years ago. And, you know, I think the crop is certainly hurt. No question about that. But to the extent, we really won't know till we get into harvest out here. So I remain negative on the beans, positive on the wheat, neutral to friendly on the corn market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.